Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Message number 218. The title of the message, Watchman, part 34. And the title of this Watchman message is that Watchmen with Wrong Attitude and Purpose, part 1. Before we go on into the message, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. Thank you for your word that you always send to us on time in order to correct us, to lead us, to enlighten our mind, to open our eyes about the truth, and to help us to see your ways and help us to avoid wrongdoings and evil things and wickedness. I pray in the name of Jesus that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your servants and your people. I do pray for wisdom in each and everyone who listen. I pray for humility. I pray for acceptance, and I pray for repentance and salvation. Lord, arrange the message in the way that you want it to be and put words in my lips so your message will be clear to your people. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The scriptures tell us there are people whom God had already given them good abilities and gifts, that these abilities and gifts would enable them to be effective watchmen and effective watchwomen to save him. But instead, they use what God gave them from gift for serving their own purposes, for serving evil and wicked purposes. The scriptures speak about examples of such kind of people, and the first person that we will tackle in this message is Balaam, son of Beor. We know that the Bible tells us about Balaam, that he was one of the false prophets who wanted to save God, but also he wanted to keep and entertain evil things and wickedness. The famous story of this false prophet, Balaam son of Beor, that he was summoned, he was called by Balak, king of Moab, to go and curse the Israelites who were passing by his land. We can read that in the book of Numbers, chapter 22, verse 6, when Balak sent to Balaam to come and to curse the people of God. He sent the message with his elders and his delegates. We read verse 6, "Now come and put a curse on these people, because they are too powerful for me. Perhaps then I'll be able to defeat them and drive them out of the country. For I know that those you bless are blessed, and those you curse are cursed." When this message came to Balaam, the Lord spoke to Balaam not to go with the men that Balak sent. He told him, don't go with them. Don't go and serve that wicked person and side with him. But we know also that Balaam desired to go. Why he desired to go? In order to get the gift and the rewards that Balak prepared for him. He went again and he asked the Lord, "Shall I go?" The Lord told him, "Go, but don't speak anything but only what I am going to tell you. God discerned his wrong motive of service and ministry, and he discerned that he wanted to go not to save God, not to save people, not to persuade Balak and his people from their wrongdoing to repent, but he wanted to go in order that he will not lose men, but he will keep friendship with Balak. Balaam truly went, and the Spirit of God walked on him, that the Spirit of the Lord did not allow him to speak any curse, but a blessing upon the people of God. God protected his people from that false prophets, and we pray that God will protect us also from those false prophets and those false teachers and those who are false pastors who bring troubles into the people of God's life. One of the prophecies that we can read that Balaam prophesied in the book of Numbers, chapter 24 and verse 3, and that was the last prophecy he mentioned here, as we're going to read. And he spoke his message, the prophecy of Balaam, son of Beor, the prophecy of one whose eye sees clearly. Balaam, he mentioned here the statement about himself, the prophecy of one whose eye sees clearly. So Balaam was able to see clearly. He was a watchman, and he was able to see that God will never approve any sin or wickedness. And he also saw clearly that God will not send calamity or curses to his people who follow him wholeheartedly. So he was able to see clearly everything. He was able to see clearly that God will not approve sin, and he was able to see clearly that God will not curse his people who follow him wholeheartedly. But in spite of that, he continued to be with Balak. And also the scripture tells us that he tried his best to support him. It mentioned about Balaam that he was practicing sorcery. And that is witchcraft. We can read that in the book of Numbers, chapter 24, verse 1. Now when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he did not resort to sorcery or as at other times, but turned his face toward the desert. So here that when he saw that the Lord is blessing his people, and that the Lord is pleased when Balaam prophesied a blessing upon the people of God, he decided not to use sorcery, not to use witchcraft. So he was a witchcraft. And when we ask the question, why Balaam continue to be with Balak, although he know that God is against Balak and he is not happy that he will find him there. You know, what Balaam did when he knows that Balak is wicked and God is against him, but he's still there. He was doing witchcraft. The ministers who know the truth of God, but they side with people's sin and compromise with them, they are the witchcraft of the New Testament. You know, when speaking about witchcraft, we know that those witchcraft, they will do false miracle and they will work with Satan. And those ministers who knows the truth of God, and they know what God wants and His will, but they side with people's sin and compromise with them. They are the witchcraft of the New Testament, who oppose and suppress the truth. Many people, they desire from serving the Lord material things and gaining money. And that is the reason for them to compromise and condone people like Balak and tolerate their sins in order to receive from them material things. So why he sided with Balak? He sided with Balaam because he wanted to gain material things. He wanted the spiritual things, but he also cannot give up the material things. And what the Bible say about those ministers and preachers and pastors who side with the wickedness in order to gain material things? In the book of Jude chapter 1 verse 11 say, woe to them, they have rushed for a profit into Balaam's error. Balaam was rushing into a profit. He was doing error. He was sinning against the Lord and His will by staying and standing with Balak because he was deciding and desiring to get material things. The point that you must know very well, you cannot serve God for a profit. You cannot serve the Lord for greediness, or you are greedy to gain material things. The name of Balaam is also mentioned in other places in the scriptures. We'll mention some of few of them more. The Lord, in His message to the church in the church in Pergamum, in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 14, we can read the following. He said to them, book of Revelation 2:14, he say, nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have people there who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality. Balaam, in giving way for his wrong motive to rule over his life and ministry, he was used by devil to bring destruction on God's people when he taught Balak to use their woman to invite the men of Israel for their feast and cause them to fall into sexual immoralities. Yes, Balaam, when he prophesied a blessing upon the people of God, but he taught Balak how to make the Israelites to fall into sin and how to bring destruction on them by causing them to sin and bring God's wrath on them. And that's a very tactful and evil way of Satan to destroy the church. We will read book of Numbers chapter 25 verse 1-3. After Balaam finished all his prophecies and he blessed the people of God, he taught the Moabite how to make the people of God fall into sin and fall. We read verse 1-3. While Israel was staying in Shittim, the men began to indulge in sexual immorality with Moabite women who invited them to the sacrifices to their gods. The people ate and bowed down before these gods. So Israel joined in worshipping the Baal of Beor, and the Lord's anger burned against them. You know, the teachers, the pastors, and the leaders who promote sexual sins by approving intimacy between boys and girls, by approving boyfriends and girlfriends, by approving dating and courting, by approving second wife and remarriage while the spouse is still alive. Those kind of teachers, pastors and leaders, they are like Balaam, false prophets, and they are the one who promote immoralities. This manifestation that we can see it in the body of Christ, dating, courting, boyfriend and girlfriend, second marriage while the spouse is still alive, second wife, second family while the husband or the wife is still alive. These are the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelite to sin by eating sacrifice, by eating food sacrificed to idols, and by committing sexual immorality. When we read in the book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 14, when he say, with eating food sacrificed to idol, what kind of food is that? This is the food that are prepared and offered to other gods. There are festivals for Hindu, for Buddhists, for Muslim, for the Catholics, and the rest of other false religions. And this food is prepared for their festivals. When they invite you for these festivals, you are eating food sacrifice for idols, and you are partaker with the demons. So you need to be aware that this feast that link with other religion and idols and gods, you should not attend this feast, and you should not partake of the food that comes from that source. Also, food sacrifice to idols is the food of birthday parties, and food that is come from stealing wrong resources of food, and the food that used to bribe and cause others to do evil. Avoid all such kind of food. God was not pleased with Balaam, and God also is not pleased with those who rush into the error of Balaam, who are rushing, who continue to rush into the error of Balaam. God's judgment will come on them. As we know that God's judgment finally came upon Balaam, and he was killed by the Israelites. In the book of Numbers chapter 31, the Lord said to Moses, take vengeance of the Midianites, and because they cause the Israelites to fall into sin. We read verse 7 and 8. They fought against Midian as the Lord commanded Moses, and killed every man. Among their victims were Evi, Rekem, Zor, Hur, and Reba, the five kings of Midian. They also killed Balaam, son of Beor, with the sword. So Balaam was judged by the Lord and he was killed. You need to repent. Now, as you are aware of your sins and start to serve the Lord wholeheartedly without wrong motive, greed, or serving the Lord for profit. We will now speak about the second character, the watchman with the wrong attitude and purpose. And the second character is a woman, the wife of Potiphar. The Bible tells us about the story of Joseph, of how he was taken to Egypt, and he was brought, and he was bought by Potiphar to be his servant. And the Bible in the book of Genesis 39 tells us how the Lord prospered Joseph in that house. Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he trusted, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned. The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered. So here, the Lord prospered Joseph's servant, but the devil used the wife of Potiphar, trying to destroy him and to destroy the work of God in his life. We will read book of Genesis 39, and we will read verse 7 to verse 13. And after a while, his master wife took notice of Joseph and said, "Come to bed with me." But he refused. "With me in charge," he told her, "my master does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns, he has entrusted to me. He has entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" And though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her, or even be with her. One day he went into the house to attend to his duties, and none of the household servants was in sight. She caught him by his cloak and said, "Come to bed with me." But he left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house. When she saw that he had left his cloak in her hand and had run out of the house, she called her household servants. "Look," she said to them, "this Hebrew has been brought to us to make sport of us. He came in here to sleep with me, but I screamed." This woman, from the scripture that we have read, she had eyes of watchmen. She had an eyes of qualified watchman, but she used her eyes for a wrong purpose. The first point about how she used her eyes for a wrong purpose, she watched the physical beauty of Joseph and invited him to do evil. In verse 7 we read, "And after a while his master's wife took notice of him." You know, the Bible tell us that Joseph was having a good body built. He was having good body built. That woman, she was focusing on her flesh desire. She did not see the qualities of God in his life, the spiritual things, but she desired to see the worldly thing. God given her eyes, but she used these eyes for a wrong purpose. At the end of verse 6, book of Genesis 39, verse 6, it mentioned, "Now Joseph was well built and handsome." So here, that woman, she had a watchman eyes, but she used them with the wrong purpose. Instead that she focus on the thing of God, she focus on the thing of the devil. And many people, God give them good eyes, good capabilities, but they are using these things that God give them for a wrong purpose. What is the next things? Watch yourself. The message is for you. If you are a boy and girls, you are a watchman, don't watch bad things and be in touch with the physical beauty of people. The second point that we want to speak about that woman as a bad watchman, she watched the opportunity that no one was in the house, and he tried to force him, tried to force Joseph to do the sinful act. In verse 11 we can read, one day he went into the house to attend to his duties, and none of the household servants was inside. So she knew that no one was there, and what she did in verse 12, she caught him by his cloak and said, come to bed with me. She knew that there was no one, so she used that opportunity to entice him more to do evil. And what is more we can speak about her, that she has a watchman qualification, but she used him for evil things. She watched that she had the evidence to accuse him and put him in jail. In verse 13 and 14, after Joseph ran away and escaped from her, verse 13, when she saw, she used her eyes to see, when she saw that he had left his cloak in her hand and had run out of the house, she called her household servants. Look, she said to them, this Hebrew has been brought to us to make a sport of us. He came in here to sleep with me, but I screamed. So she used her eyes to collect evidences, false evidences, to bring false accusation and troubles into the life of Joseph. Now you who hear the message, are you with such bad attitude and purpose hunting others and try to make them fall to sin? Are you using the gift that God gave you to make a profit and to compromise and condone sins and wickedness and evil things? Repentance is very much needed in this regard. God gave spiritual gifts and talents in order to serve him, in order to be a good example and testimony for others to serve God. You need to repent. You are a watchman. Instead of using your post, your position, the talents, the trust that given to you by God and by the church to serve him, you are doing wrong things. Time for you to repent and return to God. I pray that the message will bring deep conviction in the life of each and every one of you who listen. Come back to God now. Repent. Tell him, Lord, I renounce my sins. Renounce all your sin. Kneel down at his feet. Cry. The Holy Spirit will convict you of sins at once. Renounce them. Come to God. Commit yourself again. Promise the Lord that you will use the gifts and talents to save him. Still not late. God wants to use your life. God wants to bring repentance so that he will use you. God has a good plan for you. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that those who hear the message of yours now and repenting, accept them, O God, accept them, and bring them back to you and use them. Bring them back to the church and use them for your glory, O God. I pray for a deep conviction of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, use those people who repent. I do pray that your conviction and the work of the Holy Spirit will continue to work in the life of those who refuse to repent. convict them, O God. Change their lives and their ways. So they will come to you and say, O God, I pray that this message will help many to come back. This message will be used by you mightily to bring revival and salvation. O God, Lord, take this message and make it spread. Make it reach those who are in need for it, and make it reach to those who are waiting for it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Christ's name. Amen and amen.